KBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media
News.
App.
I'm Andy Field. House Republicans trying to elect a new speaker.
Majority Whip
Tom Emmer dropped out just hours after he was nominated.
I heard some members who supported Tom, not supported Tom.
Former Speaker Kevin McCarthy says some of his conference's hard right members pushed back on Emmer. Israel escalating airstrikes across Gaza. Health officials say hundreds of Palestinians killed. Senate Republicans want a supplemental funding bill for Israel and Ukraine to also include border security.
We must pass this supplemental as soon as we can with bipartisan support for a very simple reason. It will make the world safer for the United States, our allies, and our democratic values.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Former Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has been granted immunity in Special Counsel Jack Smith's election interference case. An off-duty pilot for Alaska Airlines accused of attempting to cut a plane's engines off in mid-flight. He's pled not guilty to 83 counts of attempted murder. This is ABC News. Lawmakers questioned the chief of the Internal Revenue Service and its nonpartisan watchdog agency today.
The House Oversight Committee held a hearing with the IRS commissioner probing the head of the agency on operations, customer service for taxpayers, and the implementation of the Inflation Reduction Act. Republicans have been critical of the law's increased funding for more IRS agents. Commissioner Daniel Werfel defending his agency of thousands.
All I find when I get there are absolutely dedicated, passionate public servants that want to do the right thing.
Republicans have introduced their own measure to slash IRS funding. Liz Landers, ABC News, Washington.
Expect this year's Thanksgiving dinner to cost more than it did in 2022. Ham prices up about 7% over a year ago. Potatoes up by 2.7%. But the turkey will cost about 22% less. Poultry has come down since 2022 after an outbreak of bird flu wiped out 60 million birds. Andy Field, ABC News.
For WGBW 97.9, the talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. A missing Green Bay man has been found dead. 41-year-old Christopher Bellinger's body was found in a wooded area in Kenosha on October 17th. Christopher had been missing since September 6th following a physical altercation in Waukesha where he suffered an injury to his nose. Aside from that minor injury, authorities say there were no indications of physical harm to his body. The cause of death is being investigated by the Kenosha County Medical Examiner. Help is on the way for Wisconsin communities dealing with PFAS. The Evers administration is allocating $402 million to combat polluted drinking water. The money will be dispersed to 106 Wisconsin municipalities for water infrastructure projects, replacing lead service lines and dealing with contaminants like PFAS. The funds come from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Safe Drinking Water Loan Program. And that's what you need to know. I'm Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Mino and the Mayor.
The Magic Man, Don Majkowski.
I met you one time. You won't remember this because you met a million people, but I met you at an airport.
Oh, yeah. You remember that match?
I remember. Yeah,
you were the guy at the airport. Oh, that's right.
Now, I'm sure you've never
How
met
you
anyone.
How you been?
I just was telling Johnny yesterday when I heard you were coming on, you were so nice to me, and I just introduced myself. Hey, Schmidt from Green Bay, and you're one of the good guys.
Weekday mornings from 6 and till 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WIA. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999 and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Welcome to Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. It is Tuesday night, and wow. I am on the mic alone. I haven't done this in so long right now. It is just me, Tim, Dr. Tim Slecker. Anya, of course, producer over there.
Hi, Tim.
Ready and waiting if needed. Right now, though, trying to work on our guest, Marla Kilfoyle. It's going to be coming on shortly when she figures this out. Johnny Lupinacci, my goodness, out there sends me, hey, dude, I got a flat tire. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to make it. I was just like, come on, man, you'll make it. We know you're going to be here. So, hey, education, though, education talk, Busted Pencils. That's what we do here every Tuesday. People are like, how do you have a show talking about education, schools and things like that? Hey, you all went to school. You know what it's about. Some of you actually even liked school. Some of you didn't like school. And now that some of you are even adults, you have lots of thoughts about what it is schools should and shouldn't be doing. That's what we do here every week on Busted Pencils. The number is 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, call in show. Hey, yeah, if you're a parent out there right now and you want to say, here's what I wish I would see happening in my child's school, well then, where else are you going to do that? I know you're not going to go to the meeting for the school board, but you know, there's an opportunity here. It's Busted Pencils every night. And there she is in the waiting room, our guest, Marla. Marla, hello. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, Tim.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Marla Kilfoyle from the Network for Public Education. Oh, she's the grassroots liaison to the Network for Public Education. She was a public school teacher for 30 years who taught in rural, urban, and suburban communities. That means she taught somewhere near you. A National Board Certified Teacher, Marla was the first educator to be honored as the Finkelstein Memorial Lecturer at Adelphi University because of her commitment to advocacy for public education. And Marla, welcome to Busted Pencils. We lost you, but we're going to get you back. That's okay. There she is. Okay, I see you're popping back up. We'll get her hooked back up there. Network for Public Education. Marla, there you are. You're back. Yay. Thank you. So Marla, It's been a while. I haven't seen you. I haven't. When's the last time you and I was at maybe my last network conference? Maybe.
Yes.
Chicago,
yes.
Chicago 2015, maybe.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. It's been a while. I'm looking forward to actually coming to the conference. Network for Public Education, though, Marla, let's just, you know, we've had Carol on the show. We've had Diane on the show, but for the new listener, the Network for Public Education, what is it? Before we even talk about the conference, tell me about the Network for Public Education.
Well, the Network for Public Education was founded by the president, Diane Ravitch, and also co-founded by Anthony Cody as well. Mm-hmm. It really is a very powerful advocacy group that, you know, covers so many different venues of advocacy and education. But we primarily really focus on, vouchers and charters, really trying to educate people about the damage that they do to the public school system, but also branching out to, you know, the things that make teaching and learning and, you know, public schools and children in the schools and the families that, you know, reap the benefits of these schools, the greatness of what public schools are all about. And this certainly becomes about the foundation of democracy and, you know, strengthening communities. So, you know, it's a wonderful organization that has lots of wonderful little tentacles that really work hard in trying to educate people about the power of our public schools.
That's the point too, to underline right there. Well, it's the Network for Public Education, but the real, it's relentlessly pursuing and going after and advocating for our public schools and realizing that. Now this year though, too, I mean, this is a special year, right?
Yeah.
Talk about
that. It's our 10th anniversary.
10 years. So 2013. Was the first gathering of the Network for Public Education. So let's do a little bit of a backtrack in there, but our connections started pre the network, opt out for people who, you know, back in the day when we were out there saying, hey, you know, one of the worst things that could have ever happened to public education was all of this relentless high-stakes standardized testing. In fact, let's find a whole bunch of crazy people from across the country, go to the Department of Education in March, and occupy the Department of Education. That's our first connection, right, Marla?
It absolutely is. And I think that, honestly, I think that was the kickoff for this movement across the country that woke everybody up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, education needs to be about children and where children are, not about testing companies and where testing companies think children should be, right?
Right.
It's about teachers in the classroom, and it's about teachers with children and teachers understanding where they need to take kids. So that sort of occupation of the Department of Education, I think, really, really lit the fire, you know, because after that, you had the Uniting to Save Our Schools, or SOS, right? Mm-hmm. Their amazing gathering in D.C., the Badass Teachers Association. I think we sort of came off that and occupied the Department of Education. And then the Network for Public Education came also around that time. So I really feel like the occupation by, you know, you guys really sort of kickstarted that awakening of what our school should really be about.
Yeah. I mean, think about you. I mean, the two founders that you pointed out, Diane Ravitch, Anthony Cody, were at the, you know, those very first Occupies.
Right.
You know, they were there. I remember, you know, getting in touch with Anthony and Diane when I made that decision to, quote, opt my son out of high stakes standardized testing in 2011. He was a fifth grader. And for anybody out there wondering what happened to him, he graduated college. And never once during those times in public schools did he ever take a high-stakes standardized test. And Marla, he passed, went forward, went to college, and graduated college. So for anybody out there who's going, wait a minute, you can actually opt out of the high-stakes testing? The answer is yes. And my kid can still graduate? Yes. And my kid can go on to be a successful person? Yes. My goodness. In fact, they'll go on to be even hopefully more successful because they've also participated in what it is about public education, which is this kind of, there's a freedom there. And, you know, we've been trying to really grab those words back from the right, Marla.
That's right.
People talk about freedom. Nothing more free than the ability to learn in an unrestricted environment for every child in this country, which is what public education is about. And right. So anybody who talks about, you know, you're not for freedom, we want freedom vouchers, we want freedom scholarships. No, stop it. Okay. You want freedom? You want a fully functioning public education system committed to the success of all students. That's what the Network for Public Education is now 10 years. Now, you have a conference coming up in Washington, D.C. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Right.
And, you know, great speakers there. We're going to be talking about that throughout the show. People check it out, Network for Public Education. Get up on that website. See some of the, you know, sites that are about to be there. We're going to talk more about them. The number is 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk. Our guest, Marla Kilfoyle from the Network for Public Education, 10 years Network for Public Education, about to have their big 10-year conference in Washington, D.C. this weekend. You know, I don't know, Marla, maybe we can go down and do a little occupying of the DOE again, you know, just for old times, you know, just go down there with a little, hey, remember us?
Remember us.
You know, what's funny about that time, though, too, you know, and Johnny talked about this and some of the people that were involved, is that was the Obama, that was a Democratic administration. Yes. People forget. Like, you know, it's the Republicans, the right, and, you know, it's just Democrats and, you know, these kind of, it was like, wait a minute, the onslaught on public schools. And I think to this day, it still continues. You know, I don't know that when you play for a certain team, that tells you that whether or not you're truly a public education supporter. And that was one of the big things that people didn't understand at the Occupy movement. When we were down there and people found out, well, you guys are mostly Democrats and you're boycotting Arne Duncan. Wait a minute. What? Yeah. How does that work? And it was like, well, you know what? It's not about a Democrat. It's about public education.
Right. And I think that, you know, I think what it really boils down to is a complete lack of respect for the people that are really in the buildings with kids. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're not getting it done, right? So I remember meeting with Arne Duncan, and he was completely shocked that teachers were protesting at the Department of Education.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that shock, it was just right there. Oh, my goodness. Network for Public Education, conference in D.C. starting Friday. Our guest, Marla Kilfoyle. The number is 844-967-2789. When we get back, though, let's dig into the conference. Who's going to be there? What are they talking about? What should we expect? Bust the pencils. More when we get back after the break. What you just make?
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life.
90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out!
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. Doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the...
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 59. Southwest winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies. Tomorrow, isolated thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 62. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow night. Lows level off around 55. Overcast. Chance for scattered storms. Thursday, chance for scattered rain showers. Friday, highs in the mid-60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 63.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Tim and Johnny, two woke warriors, teaching and learning in a post-pandemic world. Educated educators, talking education. This is Busted Pencils.
Welcome back, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education every week. The number is 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. If you want to call our guest tonight, Marla Kilfoyle, Network for Public Education, 10 years in business. Their conference in Washington, D.C. starts this Friday. Marla, during the break, we were kind of talking about this and people, you know, 10 years, you know, prior to that, Occupy, the Save Our Schools movement, this fight for public education, you know, and speaking of my son, who I talked about last segment, you know, and my daughter, too, who's now a junior in college, who also didn't take any standardized tests and somehow managed to get through. They've kind of asked me this question sometimes, like, aren't you tired, Dad? You know, aren't the fight for public education, aren't you tired? Marla, are you tired?
Well, listen, I feel like I've been advocating for teachers and kids and families since I've been a teacher. Yeah. But like you, I opted my son out when he was six. And he's currently a junior in college. He's doing very well. But you know, we continue this fight because we want to make sure that kids and families have the things that they need in order to be able to go to school in their neighborhood, with kids from their neighborhood and from all different walks of life, right? That they're able to go to school and get a good education, right? And good education is such a multifaceted thing. It's driven by the teacher and the kids in the classroom. It's driven by the community. It's driven by an elected school board, right? Mm-hmm. You know, things that represent the community. And as you know, Tim, we have fought for that very simple idea for many, many years. And it's almost like there's times when I'll step back and I'll say, I don't understand what people don't get about that, because it's very super simple.
Right.
It really is. You have educated people that know how to teach children and know how to support kids and their families. I think some of the greatest work that we've seen done by the Journey for Justice Alliance in Chicago, and the understanding of what a community school is, right?
Right.
So, yeah, am I tired? Yes. Are we done? No.
No. No, in fact, right, that, you know, because it's like 10 years, you know. Yeah. And in 10 years now, it's gone. I would say, you know, the stakes are higher than they've ever been.
Yes.
For public education.
Yes.
You know, the onslaught of, you know, banning books, banning, you know, truth, banning the discussion about real people searching for freedom and the struggle they've had to do to get that freedom. The idea that we're going to ban that we're going to, you know, take money. And again, school choice and vouchers, we talk about this, the fact now too that they don't even use the kind of BS that they were trying to say, like, we just want to give money to poor kids so that they can have a better chance at education. It's like, no, we just want to give money to rich families so that they can keep their kids in private schools,
right?
And here we are coming up, Network for Public Education. So Marla, you know, as we're coming in here, number one, if you said, you know, what are you excited about for the conference? I know you're excited about everything, but okay. You know, tell me about Linda Darling Hammond.
Linda Darling Hammond is, you know, is a real pillar in everything that you could think about in education, right? So she definitely is sort of the foundation and in the understanding of what communities need and schools need. I think that in this conference, we have such an amazing lineup of different people discussing different concepts and attacks on education. I think, honestly, the thing I'm probably most excited with, we actually booked these Nick Sergey and his documentary group called Documented. We booked them just recently. They actually have sort of clandestine videos about the right-wing plot to take down public education. Mm. They're going to be amazing. If you look on the website, you'll kind of see what they're really about and what the video is about. Diane actually did a really powerful conversation with Nick Sergey on it. It's on the website. I think they're probably the most excited I'm about, because I think most people are going to go, holy cow, this is crazy. It's crazy.
That's that part. And so the website too, networkforpublic.org. Check it out.
Yeah.
We'll have a link to it in the show notes after the show goes up as a podcast. Networkforpublic.org. Check that out. You can get the full program here that we're talking about. That idea too, that, you know, here is, and because I've, you know, Johnny and I try to talk about this all the time. It's like, if my neighbor, we use that kind of quote as the saying, if my neighbor really knew,
yep,
the reality, the gasp that they would probably take to go, wait, what? That's happening to my school, to my kids, to my Friday night football, to my daughter's band recital, to the prom, to what? Wait, they took away what book? They said they can't read or talk about this anymore.
Yep.
My neighbor, if my neighbor only knew. So that's one of the highlights that we're talking about. It's Network for Public Education's 10th anniversary conference, Washington, D.C., coming up this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Our guest, Marla Kilfoyle, Network for Public Education, talking about what's happening. The number, 844-967-2789. More Busted Pencils when we get back.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. The race for House Speaker is now down to 5 Republicans. There's talk of giving the Speaker pro temp Patrick McHenry temporary powers. Former Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
It's a moment in time that McHenry should be able to keep this going. We should be able to bring our resolution up about Israel and support. We should be moving our appropriation bills. We should be securing our own border, making sure we don't have a sleeper cell sitting right here.
House Republicans will have another secret ballot vote for a nominee tonight. ABC News has learned there are intense negotiations underway to free a large number of hostages held by Hamas before an Israeli ground invasion. Senate received President Biden's request for aid to Israel and Ukraine. Former Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows granted immunity in Special Counsel Jack Smith's election interference case. United Auto Workers revving up its strike against the Big Three, affecting 5,000 workers at a GM plant in Arlington, Michigan that makes big SUVs. They all walked off the job today. This is ABC News.
For the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Quick Trip reports that the rewards program is now fully operational following a recent cyber attack. The reward system was down for almost 2 weeks. As a show of customer support, the company says members will receive double visits for purchases at the pump or in the store until November 5th. Here in Wisconsin, it appears we need to take a little more time when we choose our passwords. Civic Media's James Kelly.
A nationwide study by Casino.org found Wisconsin was the worst of the worst when it came to password security. Based on data like character length, number of reused passwords, and the frequency with which passwords are updated, Wisconsin was the worst state in the country in every single category and received a 0 out of 100 score. Among the data finds, fewer than 25% of the Wisconsin population had passwords longer than 12 characters, and over 80% admitted to reusing passwords across multiple accounts.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and 5 current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Buck Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Media links for your
Tim and Johnny, drinking Bud Light, shopping at Target, and of course, don't forget their pronoun. Them, educated educators, talking education.
Busted pencils, fully leaded education talk. I am one part of them, Tim Slucker. Johnny Lupinacci out there somewhere with a flat tire. Yeah, and don't forget our preferred pronoun, them. And yes, we drink Bud Light, and yes, we shop at Target. My goodness, you know, who knew about that? The numbers.